The droid extended a hand holding a surgical mask.
Mask yourself.
Its brisk, no-nonsense tone was probably standard issue for void jumper droids, for Ben had spent enough time in the company of elite soldiers to know that short and crisp was their preferred mode of communication.
Then lie down on the examination table, on your side facing the back wall.
I want to see the other patient first.
Ben hooked the mask's retainer loops over his ears, then asked,
What's his condition?
Grave. Unexplained coma. Unclassified rapid onset infection. And massive chest trauma due to loss of second thoracic rib and superior lobe of the right lung.
Ben frowned.
Trauma due to the loss of a rib and a lung lobe?
He asked.
Isn't the loss of parts usually the result of trauma, not the cause?
The droid fixed its beady photoreceptors on Ben.
Are you a physician, soldier?
I'm trained in field medicine,
Ben replied.
And that qualifies you to question an MD's diagnosis?
Not at all,
Ben said. He was unaccustomed to dealing with this kind of droid, but he knew enough about Elite Force protocol to realize he would learn nothing by backing down.
But I am qualified to know when something doesn't make sense.
I didn't say the injury made sense.
The droid stepped back, giving Ben a clear path to his father's side.
The cause of the injury appears to be spontaneous ejection of the superior lobe. I found nothing to suggest the primary cause.
No shrapnel wounds or internal burns?
Ben asked.
Had I found either, I wouldn't have said spontaneous ejection.
The droid stepped aside.
You may speak to the patient, but keep it short. You are in need of attention, too.
Ben went over to the bunk and grew even more alarmed. Even with the tape over the lids, it was clear that his father's eyes were sunken. In fact, the sockets looked empty, and his chest bandage was stained with circles of yellow and green ichor, which suggested an infection far nastier than any normal complication. Most worrisome of all, however, was the fist-sized basin in the center of the bandage. It looked like his father had taken a bolt from a blaster cannon, and Ben had trouble understanding what could have happened beyond shadows to cause such an injury to a physical body. He grasped the curled fingers of his father's hand, at the same time reaching out to him in the Force.
Hey, Dad. Thanks for coming after us,
Ben said. It was well established that many coma patients could hear someone speaking, so Ben tried to keep the fear out of his voice.
I don't know what happened beyond shadows, but it probably saved us. Vistara and...
Suddenly, his father's hand clamped down so hard, Ben thought his fingers might break.
Dad?
His father's grasp weakened, but it did not go entirely slack.
Dad, are you awake?
The MD droid stepped to the foot of the bunk and plugged into the data socket.
I'm sorry, soldier. The patient's brain activity is still minimal.
He squeezed my hand, Ben said. In fact, he's still squeezing it.
It's just motor response. With this level of brain inactivity...
I don't care what your scanner says. This man is a Jedi Grand Master. He has capabilities you can't begin to understand.